We're at Long Bay and we're looking out to sea. Mm-hmm. And just on your right there, you can see one of our marker buoys out there.
Oh, okay.
It's a white polystyrene buoy.
Now, what's that doing out there?
That's marking where we've got a sediment collector out there at about 2 metres depth. And what we do is we collect sediment in this, many of these along this coastline here. Mm-hmm. And we collect sediment in those. And then we also look at the biological community on those sort of reefs that are down about that depth. If you look back up towards the hills here, you can see that there's various development plans for housing behind the Long Bay Park, mm-hmm. Regional Park here. Those housing developments, when they clear the land for that, there may well be some sediment runoff that's coming off and going to impact upon these marine mm-hmm. communities. So we monitor both the reefs offshore, and we also do some surveys along the beach here in terms of looking at the beach fauna.
So how simple is this? Does this instrument out here work?
It's a piece of pipe with a stopper in the end that looks at how much sediment is falling out of the water column onto the reefs in those areas. We're all in this sort of pre-development phase, I guess. So yeah. The message is that things are naturally very variable out there. And you can get a large storm and you can get large amounts of sediment that are picked up and tossed around out there. But what we also do when we look at the sediment is we look at what type of sediment it is. If you're looking at sediment from beaches that's picked up and tossed around, it's normally coarser than the sort of sediment you might expect to be running off the land.
So it's just sand, basically, you mean?
Yeah, sand as opposed to sort of your clay silts, I guess.
Right.
That might be coming off the land. The idea is that in the future, if we get any large pulses of sediment, then we can sort of attribute that to something, whether it's just resuspension or whether that's silt running off the land.
So further back south along North Shore City, where it's a lot more built up,
yeah.
Do you measure the sediment along there, and what sort of results do you get there?
We measure the sediment from about Campbell's Bay up to about Waiwera. Mm-hmm. And there are certain areas where you get less sediment off Waiwera, for example. In general, there's less sediment there. But back down towards the city, there are some spots where you get a little more sediment and some spots where you get a little less sediment. But most of the signal we're getting, it varies a hell of a lot with time. And that's a lot to do with things like the weather and where the waves are coming from.
Right. So how many years do you need to measure this all before you get some kind of pattern going?
Well, we've been going here from about 1999 or 2000. And so we've got 3 or 4 years worth of data. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to get a good handle on what the pattern is, which is good because the housing developments are starting to talk about those coming online. Yeah. So we've got a reasonable sort of idea of what the natural variation is.
Right, so you get a theme going.
Yeah, it's more like getting an idea that it is natural for this sort of scale of change to happen because of whatever factors. And therefore we can get a sort of idea what might not be sort of in the scale of natural variation.
Right, and of course the interesting thing about the sea out here is that it's part of the marine reserve, isn't it?
Yeah,
so this part of the harbour is actually protected, so there's no fishing?
Yep, there's complete no take from Toroa Point in the south up to in the north here, just about to Waiti Estuary.
Several square kilometres.
Oh yeah, it goes off just about a kilometre offshore here, I think.
So this is particularly important that this is protected because there are standards to maintain here.
There is legislated responsibility for people to make sure that there's no impact here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the, behind here is one of the key areas where Auckland seems to be expanding that's near the coast.
You've been sampling this for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
You'll get some idea of what the patterns are.
Yeah.
And then can you say if housing happens here, here and here, the sediment, there'll be a degradation, the sediment will change.
We can get some idea about the natural variation, and then if we see changes, we can say, okay, these changes are not what we would consider natural in this situation. But there's a lot of work going on land as well, in terms of controlling the sediment runoff. And the ideal situation, to my mind, would be that we don't see any change. Therefore, everything's working on land, and we can have housing, the housing here can go forward without damaging anything. But unless we measure those things, we won't know.
Do you have a part in saying what should go within that subdivisional area to stop sediment change out here?
I've an interest in it, but it's more for people at North Shore City Council and Auckland Regional Council and sort of engineers and geologists to answer those questions, because we don't honestly know the absolute numbers that will make a difference out here. It's a sort of fairly new area of research looking at sedimentation impacts.
There aren't standards set already. Internationally, there aren't standards.
No, New Zealand's actually one of the places where the most research in this sort of stuff has been done.
That's terrible, actually, isn't it? But nobody else has done it.
It's the sort of thing, people have done it in terms of looking at dredge disposal and things like that, where it's easy because you put a whole lot of sediment in one spot, but where it's sort of diffuse runoff off the coast, it's a really hard thing to measure, and it's a really hard thing to get a handle on.
So to stop sediment building up on the beach here, what sort of things can subdividers do to mitigate
it? Well, there's various regulations they have to follow in terms of like spreading straw on the ground where they clear it, and things like sedimentation ponds. And they're now talking about chemical treatment in those ponds, which helps the grains of sediment cluster together and sink out.
Is that called defloculation or something?
Yes, defloculation treatments. You're onto it. And things like controlling exactly how much ground and a catchment is cleared at one time and sort of staggering your development, things like that, which are all being investigated for this development up here.
How many buoys have you got out there in the water, and how long do you catch, keep on measuring them before you reckon you got a good handle on this region?
We've got about 35 of those from Campbell's up to Waiwera. We're starting to get a good sort of before data set, but what we want to do is we want to get a before and during and possibly after sort of data set. So if something happens in terms of some sort of disturbance, we can then figure out how long it's going to take to recover as well.
Because, I mean, how affected is this environment already by civilization? I mean, mostly it's pasture land that isn't built on, it's pasture land, and of course it was never pasture land up until 100 years ago, was it?
Yeah, it's to some extent that's a hard question to answer, but if you look back at the sort of, people have done some historical sediment cores, where they look back sort of pre about 1950, and they say that since around about then, they estimate that sedimentation rates have roughly sort of doubled since those times.
Are you talking about New Zealand generally or just Auckland?
Just the Auckland region.
Yeah. What's happened since the 50s?
I would say a lot of it's due to basically the change in the land use in terms of the suburbs going on. A lot more, the rain hits the ground, a lot more of the ground's pavement. It runs off really fast. It erodes away the stream banks. And it's just got a lot more power to suspend sediments.
And of course, since the late 50s, the Harbour Bridge was open, and the North Shore cities just exploded.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, this is an area that we're concerned about, but also there's the Okura area, isn't it? Which is a much smaller river mouth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just around the corner north of here. And that's an area where you've got fairly extensive sand and mudflats, and that's marine reserve as well. And it's an area where the community is particularly interested in keeping that reserve in good condition.
Okay, should we go and have a look at that one?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let's do that. Right then. Tomorrow in part two of Auckland Issues, I'm with Dr. Richard Ford down at the Okura Estuary. I'm David Stimson.